Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. But boy, do we have a great show for you here this morning. And you can help make it a great show for us this morning because you can show up and join us on the microphone if you're listening right now to KXTL Radio here, the news talk leader for Southwest Montana. Come down and join us. Yeah, we're at the Brett's RV and Marine, a new location. They just celebrated their one-year anniversary. They got a great Air Force veteran running the shop here at Brett's in Butte. In fact, he just showed me their ball caps that they got here. They have a Butte America specific ball cap for Brett's RV and Marine. And so it's such a cool ball cap. You're going to want to get your hands on one of those. And then a pontoon boat and then your own camper. If you're not out there having fun this summer yet, you're going to want to get your hands on a lot of things down here. But, yeah, come down and see us. Even if you just want to pop in and say hi, grab a donut, grab a cup of coffee. Colt Anderson dropped in about an hour ago. He was supposed to be with us right now, but he's got a big sports camp that's about to be underway. So he said, hey, can I drop in early? Yeah, come on in early. So I recorded an interview with Colt Anderson, the University of Montana Grizzly great, who then played several years in the NFL, Butte, Montana hometown kid, and still coaching for the Tennessee Titans. But he's got that Up Top clothing brand, too. If you've seen the Up Top logo and the Up Top clothing brand that is just doing remarkably successful. And the other thing, that I didn't know about Colt Anderson was he and Tim Montana. I'm hoping Tim Montana is going to pop in and join us in the middle of this monsoon rain that we're seeing pouring down in Butte right now. But it should clear up here. So, yeah, get us the moisture now and then have it all clear up for the big stunt show later tonight and the concert by Tim Montana. But Tim Montana is back in his hometown of Butte, Montana. These two guys went to high school together. And Colt Anderson was telling me, he said, yeah, you know, Tim Montana, he grew up off-grid outside of Butte, and then he eventually moved into town, and he had his own apartment. So needless to say, all of us kids liked to hang out at Tim Montana's apartment, you know, get away from the folks when they were running around Butte in high school. So you're gonna enjoy this conversation that we'll have. I think I'm going to save that for you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Tim Sheehy, Navy SEAL veteran and Republican Senate candidate, Tim Sheehy, he was on with Mark Levin last night. Did you guys hear him on with Mark Levin on the radio last night? I know several of you did because we were in the middle of our border security rally in Great Falls, and they had a great turnout, too, and got to see so many of our great friends and listeners there. But we were in the middle of our border security rally, and I was seeing messages, you know, ding, ding, and I was getting messages from Big Fork and Billings and Bozeman, and they were saying, hey, Tim Sheehy was just on with Mark Levin, and man, incredible segment. I actually, we got our hands on that audio thanks to the production team with the Mark Levin show. So if I have time, I'll play that for you here later this hour of the show. But first up, we've got a couple of great guests who just dropped in to join us here live from Butte. They drove in from Deer Lodge this morning. I've been wanting to get them on the show for quite some time now, but I wanted to save it for a moment just like this when we're here in person, live show out on the town at Brett's RV and Marine here in Butte, 5200 Harrison Avenue. Come see us. Back after this.
Securing America.
Several weeks after President Biden took executive action to limit illegal migrant crossings at the southern border, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the measures are having a positive effect.
Across the entire southern border, Border Patrol encounters have dropped by over 40%.
Mayorkas was in Tucson, Arizona Wednesday.
We are imposing stricter consequences for those who cross the border without authorization.
However, the recent killings of a Maryland mother of five and a 12-year-old girl from Houston, in which illegal migrants are the suspects, the arrests of eight Tajikistani nationals with ties to ISIS, and a new report that DHS has identified over 400 people brought to the U.S. by an ISIS-affiliated smuggling network all raise concerns. Mayorkas says,
if an individual is of concern from a national security or a public safety perspective, they are a priority for detention.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, let's jump right into it because we never know who's going to show up. And just kind of like Kalispell, man, we had racked and stacked guest after guest after guest on the microphone. But I've been wanting to get these guests on the show for quite some time here. I got an email a while back from Susan Wood in Deer Lodge with the Southwest Montana Veterans Food Pantry and Services. And Susan, thanks for coming in to Butte today.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So I know you've got Jay here with you, too, and I definitely want to hear his story about, you know, why he decided to start this, how it all started. But I guess tell us a little bit, what's your elevator pitch if you ran into somebody, you know, over lunch later today in Butte and they asked you what you do? What do you tell them?
I tell them that I am a part of a veteran food pantry that was created by veterans for veterans. We have felt that most veterans are very humble, and if they need help, they're not going to walk into a regular food pantry, mainly because they don't want to give, they don't want to take food away from somebody else that they feel might need it more than they do. So doing the vet to vet, it takes away a little bit of that stigma, a little bit of that, you know, pride element, and they tend to want to get that help from us just a little bit more.
Yeah. And Jay, I'll have you flip your microphone up just a little. You got that cool guy beard going there, the tactical beard covering up the microphone. So, Jay, tell us how you started this whole concept.
Well, I had in 2021, I had learned about the Veterans Meat Locker out of Billings. And so we had been able to work things out, and the crew over there was able to come over and do a meat drop in Deer Lodge. And I had, just before that, I had started to learn just how many vets we had in our area. And I was stunned that we had over 300 vets just in our local area. And then learning that Montana is one of the top three for veterans per capita. And so all of a sudden I started seeing that there was a need there. And the December of 21, thanks to the school, one of the gals had decided she wanted to do a food drive and deliver 8 to 10 boxes of food to to families. Well, the awesome thing was, is with the donations that had came in, that we were able to deliver 18 boxes of food to different veteran families, and there was leftovers. And I had felt for some time at the time, small engine shop, I had an area that I never used. It was all shelved off and it just out of the way. And so I really felt that I needed to start a veterans food pantry, but really wasn't sure how it was all going to come together. And then with the leftovers, when I asked the principal, I said, where's all this going? And she said, we have no idea because this is allocated for veterans only. And she says, we don't know where it's going. I said, well, for some time I have felt that I really need to start a vet's food pantry. And she says, good, because it's all coming to you.
Oh, wow.
And so There was probably 70 to 75 pounds of food. Most of it was peanut butter and jelly, ramen, mac and cheese, you know, and various canned stuff. And so it's been amazing to go from that to seeing last year alone over 30,000 pounds of food have went out our doors.
You mentioned the Veterans Meat Locker. That's who I was thinking of as, you know, you were talking at first before you even mentioned him. Chris Grudzinski was one of my squad leaders when I was in Alpha Company 163rd Infantry way back in the day when I just got back from Iraq and before I went off to Afghanistan. And so it's just been so cool to see that program. And it literally just started. I was with them at a VFW post one time, and they literally just started with they had hunters that would donate meat. It could be goose meat, it could be deer meat, it could be bison, it could be elk. And then they had ranchers that would donate beef, and it'd just be a whole, like, you know, bag full of variety of different meat. And they would just give these, you know, this food to any veteran, you know, which I thought was great because there's some people that will not want to even accept the help, even if they needed the help. And maybe they've got food, but they don't have quality nutritional food that, like, that you know, protein provides, right? But I also think it's a great way of drawing these men and women out. Have you noticed that, Susan, that that just by you showing up or them coming to see you, that it kind of draws people out of isolation.
Oh, definitely. And as we were doing our remodel, as Jade mentioned earlier, we started out in his small engine repair shop, which he'd, you know, been running since in that building since 2017. We decided by the end of 2022 that he was going to retire from repairing small engines, and the pantry was going to take over the building. So as we have done our remodel, we've actually created a little, you know, coffee area where people can come in, the vets can come in and talk to each other. You know, if we're not doing something, we sit down and talk with them. And we have found that a lot of times those veterans, they just want quality contact. You know, they want to be able to talk to somebody instead of being stuck in their house all the time, which that's what a lot of them do, sadly. So it's been really, really cool to have, it seems like almost every day we have somebody new coming in and they're shocked by what we've got. I mean, we try to make sure that we have a good variety of food. We don't just have, like Jay said, the ramen, the mac and cheese, you know, the things that you would normally get at a food pantry. We make sure that there's, you know, good quality food, and we have it set up just like the grocery store.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, we did an event in Kalispell. We've been on this statewide tour. And we did this event in Kalispell at the Water's Edge Winery and Bistro. And I drove right past the veterans pantry there, in Kalispell, the food pantry there. And I know you've been working closely with them as you developed your program in Deer Lodge. So it's great to see folks coordinating all across Montana to deliver these veteran services. Quick break and more to follow right after this. Live from the Brett's RV and Marine in Butte, come down and see us.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A staggering projection from the Congressional Budget Office, the nonpartisan legislative scorekeeper, says the federal budget deficit will hit $1.9 trillion for fiscal year 2024. That's $400 billion higher than what the CBO forecast in February. The budget deficit is the gap between what the government rakes in and spending. The CBO cites a handful of reasons, among them legislation to provide $95 billion in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Medicaid spending is up, and bank failures contributed $70 billion to the deficit. Another factor in the projection increase was President Biden's student loan policies. That includes canceling loans, adjusting loan balances, and implementing a new repayment plan. The CBO says those policies added $145 billion to the deficit. Other elements have also increased the deficit over the past few months, including higher interest rates that makes it more expensive for the government to pay its debt. And the continuing impact of the 2017 Trump tax cut legislation also adds to the deficit. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, it was great. We were doing this event at the Water's Edge Winery and Bistro. We did an event Tuesday afternoon at the Army Navy store in the Blade Room. You got to go in and check out that Blade Room and all the incredible knives they've got in there, some Montana-made ones as well. But while we were at that event, you know, it was great seeing a load of folks at the winery and the bistro. And Linda with the Veterans Food Pantry in Kalispell dropped in and saw us, and which was cool because we just drove past the food pantry. And so, yeah, she was telling me that she's been, you know, chatting back and forth and working very closely with our friends here in Deer Lodge with the Southwest Montana Veterans Food Pantry and Services. Jay, you served in the Coast Guard and then in the Montana Air National Guard. Sounds like you just had a pretty cool career in the military before you finally got out.
Yeah. Got to see a lot of places, do a lot of things, and the schooling that I got to go to with the Coast Guard was just amazing, and the variety of schools that I got to attend, even from advanced EMT school to motorcycle instructor school, plus a lot of the Caterpillar and Evinrude outboard schools, so yeah.
So you could put on some schools for some of these boats out here at Brett's RV and Marine, then we'll have to get you out there, test your skills, maybe, you know. Coast Guard is, you know, it's funny because, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, I'm the Coast Guard. Well, they're not really military. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If you're saying that, you don't know the Coast Guard, because They actually do not just incredible stuff domestically, but also overseas. But then, man, the dangerous seas that you guys operate in. And you were telling me, so when you were in the Air National Guard, of course, you worked on the fighter jets initially, and then now the C-130s before you got out. But when you were in the Coast Guard, you said you worked on everything from a lawnmower to a jet engine.
Yes. And people also don't realize that the Coast Guard is smaller than the New York City Police Department, and we're worldwide. We're in Desert Storm, and people don't realize that we were there. And we're also the oldest consecutive seagoing service. So,
yeah, yeah. Well, you mentioned that you're smaller than the New York Police Department. If I'm not mistaken, I think one of the things retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem just said last night is that our Border Patrol is even smaller than the New York Police Department. And so look at how undermanned our Border Patrol is. Even when they're, you know, allowed to do their jobs, they've still been, you know, significantly undermanned. And so anyway, but that's a sidebar. We've been talking about that all week long. We'll talk more about that here later today. Let's see. Susan, what else did you want to tell folks about the Southwest Montana Veterans Food Pantry?
Well, we're not just a pantry. We will give rides to veterans and their families to doctor's appointments. Jay actually started a program last year called Safe Place. That's where people can come in if they feel like they have something in their possession that they might want to self-harm with. They can bring it to us, you know, a gun, a knife, you know, medication, and we will take it, we will tag it, we will store it securely until they feel they're ready to take it back. There's no reports, no phone calls made to law enforcement, and actually, we have a close relationship with our local law enforcement, and they enjoy it. It takes away a lot of their paperwork. But they've also asked us to make it community-wide. So we're not just doing this for our local veterans. We're doing it for our entire community.
Yeah, I mentioned Border Patrol agents. They're seeing record number of suicides amongst Border Patrol agents. Military veterans, obviously, you know, everybody knows about the crisis we've got with veterans' mental health and suicide risk. But also farmers and ranchers. I mean, the Farm Bureau and Stock Growers and other groups, they've been hosting their own seminars to talk about this issue amongst the ag community. And, yeah, I remember Warriors in Quiet Waters. I'm a national advisory board member for Warriors in Quiet Waters down in the Bozeman-Belgrade area. And they partnered with an organization called Just Effin' Ask. And they're trying to get your attention. Just Effin' Ask. And it was the T-shirts that they even had. And the reason why they were, you know, had that kind of bold, kind of catchy tagline is because that's the thing. Especially in Montana, we're all kind of Norwegian nice, is how I like to joke, is that, like, we never want to ask uncomfortable questions, or, you know, we just want to be too nice to people. Well, if there's people that you think might be suicidal or at risk of suicide, you've got to just effing ask the question.
That's right.
Is what they say. And that's the big thing to do, but we would never think to do that. Well, okay, well, then now what after that, right? Well, that was the other thing in this presentation. They said, hey, try to figure out a way to get the tools away. Now, don't forcibly take this away, because then you add to the stress. But just ask them, hey, can I hold on to your guns for a little while for you?
Exactly.
To a safe place. Because these men and women, they're not going to want to turn their guns over to the government at risk of losing them forever, right? Mm-hmm. They might even be afraid to go get some professional help because out of fear of losing their guns. But from what I understand, they will say, hey, yeah, you know what? Will you hold on to these? Will you keep them in your safe for a little while? Just because, you know, I'm going through some stuff right now. And
Jay had a situation happen. Actually, it was our first person that we got to help out. And, you know, the law enforcement person walked inside the door and had a gun in his hand and handed it to Jay. And he said, so-and-so said I needed to bring this to you. And Jay's like, okay. And he asked where the person was, and they said he was, you know, out at the ER. So Jay went and visited with him, and he asked Jay, the first thing out of his mouth was, you got my gun? He goes, I sure do. And it was like this, you could see this visible sign of relief. Like, he knew where his weapon was, he knew it was safe, and he knew, you know, he was going to be able to get it back when he was ready.
All right. Well, hey, it's been so great to catch up with both of you. Thanks for everything you're doing, not just for the veterans community, but for the entire community. And, I mean, there's so many veterans. I mean, Brad here with Brett's RV and Marine, Air Force JTAC veteran who's here hosting us, graciously hosting us at Brett's RV and Marine today. Website, phone number, anything you want to share?
We have a website. It's HTTP, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's just SWMTVetsFoodPantry.org. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Our phone number's 406-846-4777. And we're at 505 Main Street in Deer Lodge.
And Jay, how cool has it been to be a part of, you know, going out and doing these food pantry shows on the road and services on the road, or going to individual homes or people stopping in and seeing you? Because I've had fun just this week. We've connected with so many fellow veterans. You know, the guy running the hardware store in Missoula where we did the show, the guy running Brett's RV here in Butte, veteran-owned, actually, the Roadhouse Diner. We did a lunch event from yesterday. I mean, just so many, you know, veterans that we've gotten to run into. So it's got to be a huge blessing with what you're doing as well.
It really is, because we did our first food distribution in Missoula, and we work with the Montana Food Bank Network to get the bulk of our food. So we were supposed to get a delivery the following day, but we needed extra food on that day so we could set up the food distribution in Missoula. So I went and called the Food Bank Network and said, hey, I need more potatoes, onions, carrots. And they said, get down here. They gave me additional 50-pound bags of each. We got 45 watermelons. And so we had it set up at the veterans, one of the places in Missoula. And later I found out the gal that ran the vet center, she came up and said, you don't know what you did today. And I asked her, why is that? And she said, one of our vets called and said they had spent all their money getting their kids back to school clothes, getting all their supplies. And he had called the veteran center and said, hey, we're strapped. We don't have any money for food and we need food. And she says, well, Jay's bringing in the vet's pantry today.
Wow.
So come down and shop.
Wow.
So when they came down, they were completely blown away that how much we had. And I had brought over 1,200 pounds of food.
Yeah, I love this partnership across the state. VSOs is what they call veteran service organizations. And Jay, if you see me looking down at my phone, Tim Montana is in the middle of air checks and Zoom calls and getting ready for his big concert tonight, giving back to the kids here in Butte. But he said he's going to try to call my cell phone. And I'm monitoring that to see if because I think he's going to be calling me here any second. But in the meantime, yeah, I love how so many of these veterans organizations work together, strategize, partner together. Because oftentimes in some of these, you know, service organizations, outside of the veterans community, inside, everybody gets territorial. Well, I do this. Oh, yeah, well, I do that. But there's guys like you that are talking to Kalispell about what you're doing, talking to Chris and the Veterans Meat Locker about what they're doing, talking to Missoula and, you know, the Adaptive Performance Center is a veterans-only gym in Helena and in Billings. And they're the same way. They just promote everybody else. And I love it when people don't get territorial. They don't wonder who gets the credit. They just wonder, you know, what job gets done at the end of the day.
Yeah, because we had our first food distribution in Missoula. It was actually a joint event because Chris had brought over the meat locker. So he was able to provide all the meat for people. And we had all the vegetables and all the other stuff that people need.
Well, thanks again so much for coming down and talking about the Southwest Montana Veterans Food Pantry and Services. Great to chat with both of you. I think we got Tim Montana on the phone lines right now. Tim, I just answered you live on the air. Are you there, my friend?
Am I caller number 5? Do I win a free dozen donuts from Town Talk Bakery or no?
You get. Let's see. We've got donuts right now, but you got to come down to Brett's RV and Marine to get your donuts. So
I love Brett's RV. They're great.
Oh, it's awesome down here. I had your buddy Colt Anderson down here earlier this morning, so I got to see him.
How'd you get him up that early?
Well, you know, he apparently cared enough to actually come down and see me, but
oh no.
At least I got you on the phone line here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I got to take a quick 4-minute break here in just a second, but I didn't know you and Colt Anderson actually went to you guys were like buddies in high school. I guess your apartment was like the place to hang out.
Oh, we go way back. Oh yeah.
What time does the show start tonight?
Great question. 8? maybe. I think music starts at 6. I have no idea.
Well, don't worry. Colt's got you covered. Later in the 9 o'clock hour, I'll share my conversation with Colt Anderson. But, yeah, they got all sorts of stunt bikes and everything that are going to be kicking off, I think, even earlier than 6 p.m. And then Tim Montana, Butte, Montana's own, back home for a big concert tonight. We'll talk more with Tim Montana right after this.
Military Matters.
With two wars overseas and growing concerns around national defense, Fox Business got an inside look at one of the most tried and true pieces of defense air equipment. The C-130J, aka Hercules or Herc, is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. Over those 70 years, 2,700 C-130s have been made right here in Marietta, Georgia. Rod McLean of Lockheed Martin's Marietta site says,
"The way that it is built to fly fast enough to refuel fighter jets and slow enough to refuel helicopters to be able to land in 3,000-foot runways is what makes this aircraft so unique, which makes it so viable. In fact, that we're continuing to modernize and provide advancements in the aircraft will continue to ensure that it will support our global warfighter needs across for many years to come."
Lockheed Martin plans to build 20 of these planes this year, but they have the capacity to build as many as 36. With Military Matters, Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy, man. We are going to be all across the state. We're going to start the week in Missoula on Monday. We're going to be in Kalispell Tuesday, Great Falls Wednesday. Start the morning in Butte on Thursday. Then we'll be in Bozeman Thursday night. Back in studio in Billings on Friday with Border Patrol rallies all across the state. Some other events that I'll be attending. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Hey, if you're in any of those towns that I just mentioned, I've got the full itinerary for you. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I'm just looking at our Montana Talks headlines right now. Colt Anderson's Dream Big Montana Events Uptown, June 27 to 28. And, of course, that's today. And Tim Montana's concert is a big part of that. Tim Montana's incredible new song. You can find that on our Montana Talks website as well. In fact, Tim Montana, your new song, what are you, you're really rising up the charts quickly already.
Yeah, just hit 15 on the media base, mainstream rock charts across the United States. So it's, officially a top 15 hit.
That's incredible. Describe this song. You know, one thing I've noticed about your newer music, I mean, you always had a message. You always had an underlying message in your songs, something that you were trying to communicate, especially something that really connected with Montana values. But I feel like now, even with some of your newer music, I don't know if it's that you're starting to get a little white in that beard now, like you were telling me during the break, but I feel like you're trying to there's some more wisdom you're trying to also communicate, not just good time fun that you communicate, a little wisdom you're trying to impart out there too.
Yeah, I think if you especially watch the music video we shot for Savage, you can kind of see the stuff I'm talking about, you know, down with the damage, we got to have it. We want it all, living in towers, chasing the powers like animals. Everything is savage. And that song just came from me and a couple songwriters sitting around. It was actually Keith Urban's guitar player I was working with, who's also in a rock band called Luna Halo. We'd never met, never worked together, and just got in the room and had no title. And we're just like, man, it's a messed up time, isn't it? Look at the world. It feels like it's on fire and crazy stuff happening. And so we just started writing this song and came up with Everything is Savage and the name of the record that'll be out July 12th, Savage as well. So.
Well, Tim in Savage, Montana, on the North Dakota border, fully approves of that message. There, I can. Already...
I drove through Savage because I played Sydney a few weeks ago, and my friend Costas, actually, when he came over from Greece, he's a country music Hall of Fame guy, songwriter, lives in Belgrade. He settled in Savage when he came over. His sponsor family was there, and I'd never driven through it. But I so tried to get a photo, and it was such a small town, I couldn't snap the photo. I'm like, come on, I need two Savage signs at Savage, not one.
Well, you could have stopped and got some jerky there, too. Tim from Savage brought me some jerky. This I got to meet this Costas guy, because I've heard a lot about him over the years.
Oh, yeah. He'd Patti Loveless, Dwight Yoakam, the Mavericks. I mean, he got nominated for a Grammy and just got in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. and big antique guy. So that's how I met him when I was like a teenager or early 20s. And then I went to Nashville and started working with him a little bit. So
maybe we could grab one of those Tim Montana cigars at the Timberline Cigar Lounge in Bozeman coming up here soon.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
Hey, tell us about the Wise River Club. I think you've had Kid Rock out there. Of course, is Billy Gibbons or ZZ Top? Is he one of your co-owners as well?
Yep. He's a partner in the club. And actually, Ryan Jensen, who's in Butte right now supporting Dream Big, is one of our partners as well. And he just came out here for the first time and saw it. He's like, man, this place is cool. And my family and I moved back out here after being gone almost 20 years, 20 years to the month. Exactly. I moved back home and we settled here back in Wise River and bought the club and we got it rocking and rolling and got two awesome chefs in there right now and live music every weekend. It's always free. And we're bringing up some of the best talent you've ever seen. And one of our guys that lives there, Kyle Reif, plays every weekend, Friday and Saturday. Chad Oakers played there. Kyle Reif has written songs with Ed Sheeran, Darius Rucker, was discovered by Jimmy Buffett, and he lives here in Wise River now and just has his guitar and plays every Friday and Saturday at the club.
Wow. Well, I still want to do an actual show from Wise River. I know we're right down the road here in Butte, but I want to get up there and do a show. I wanted to get up there and do an event on Friday, but you told me you were in Europe, I think, when I texted you at the time. So what were you doing in Europe?
My wife forced me to take a vacation.
Oh, I figured you were doing a show. Okay.
Yeah, we went to France. Now, I did bring my guitar, and I just whipped it out in front of the Coliseum, performed a couple songs there, and then I had it in France, and I took a train ride from Paris to Nice, which is about 5 hours, and I had the whole, there was a bar car on there, and I had all these French people singing along, and I just love, music is an international language. Even if they don't speak English, if you pull out John Denver, they all speak John Denver.
Oh, man. Were we doing Rocky Mountain High, or was it another? So it was French people? Who was it? You're just singing.
Oh, dude,
just...
in Europe, if you play Country Roads, they'll lose their mind. They still think it's the number one hit in America. I'm like, you guys know this is like a 30, 40-year-old song. Right? It's like, hey, Country Roads, take me home.
<It's so laughs> to funny. The place. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, when I was in Germany years ago, I'm just like, why do they keep playing this over and over on the jukebox? And then I was like, oh, the Europeans, man, they love John Denver.
That's awesome. Well, now they love Tim Montana, too. They're going to start booking some shows for you. Well, I know you got kind of a busy schedule. You're doing sound checks, getting ready for the big concert tonight. How excited are you for you to do this hometown show tonight after traveling all across the country?
Oh, I'm stoked, man. I haven't got to play hometown in a while. And working with Colt and seeing what he's doing in Butte, you know, with his charitable stuff is amazing. And, yeah, I'm just really honored to be here, so.
Yeah, well, thanks again for freeing up some time. Oh, and then real quick, a lot of people think being a small business owner, oh, all these small business owners, they're just rich. They have it so easy. They have other people. Yeah, not the case at all. You have a busy, hectic schedule traveling the country doing your show, but you're saying it's being a small business owner that's getting the white hairs in the beard, huh?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we get in there. My wife and I, you know, we both have full-time jobs, if not two or three full-time jobs. I'm doing the hot sauce stuff with my wife. And then when we get home, we're jumping into Wise River Club. And gosh, and last night we had a busload of like college coaches. I think an MSU coach came in last night. And we weren't open on Wednesdays because we're trying to hire more staff. So if anybody's good at bartending or waitressing, reach out, info@wiseriverclub.com. And so they showed up. So my band flew in and I called my band and I said, anybody bartend? And two of them bartend. And I said, all right, we're open to the bar tonight. So it was just me, my band, and my wife that ran the bar last night because there wasn't any staff until today, which is Thursday. And so it was pretty funny. My bass player is behind the bar and I'm singing on stage. So, yeah, so it's definitely a 24/7 full-time job. And even when I'm on tour playing these, you know, huge shows with Stained and I'm on the phone the whole time, checking on the Wise River Club, making sure everything's flowing right, making sure we got plenty of potatoes and chicken wings, making sure the Traegers are rocking. I love it, but it's definitely a very, very time-consuming job. And, you know, I love Montana history, too, so it's an honor to get to carry on this tradition and preserve the building and tell the story. So,
all right, well, it's an honor to have you on the show. And, yeah, Colt Anderson coming up in the 9 o'clock hour will talk more about, you know, the why and where all the proceeds are going to tonight as well. Tim Montana, thanks so much for freeing up some time for us on a busy morning.
Yeah, don't forget, we'll be in Rexford, Montana, Saturday. Abiance Bay, Lake Kootenai, so it's going to be beautiful. So if you're in northern Montana, come on out.
That place, yeah, we got people listening in Kalispell right now, and they know that that place, Lake Kookaloosa, is absolutely incredible. What a backdrop for concerts.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a great time. All right, Tim Montana, thanks again. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. I'm expecting one more phone call on my cell phone here. It hasn't come in just yet, though. So, but that's actually great. Susan Wood, throw that headset back on again here one more time, because she was telling me, Susan and Jay were telling me, they said, hey, we got one more event we want to tell you about. Susan, tell us about this poker run coming up in, what is it, August?
Yes, we are going to be doing a scenic poker run starting in Deer Lodge at the Food Pantry. We'll head to Lincoln, Helena, Elliston, and back to Deer Lodge, and it will end at our lovely golf course, where we will have a barbecue opened up for the entire community. We're going to have pulled pork barbecue, live music, silent auction, 50-50. We've got a vintage military plane flying in, and that'll be one of the silent auction items, as well as the Patriot Pinup Girls coming in. So we've got a lot more exciting stuff happening, but that'll be Saturday, August 24th.
Very cool. And, yeah, and get a hold of the Southwest Montana Veterans Food Pantry and Services to be a part of that. Thanks again for sticking around.
Thank you.
On the phone lines, we've got Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy. Tim, you were on with Mark Levin, the great one, last night. I missed it because, of course, we were at our border security rally that you dropped in on as well. What did you and Mark Levin talk about? I didn't get a chance to play the audio yet.
Well, we talked about saving this country, Aaron. I mean, it's as we all know, we haven't seen conditions like this in, I don't know, a generation, maybe two. And, you know, we talked about the simple fact that this Montana Senate race is going to determine the future of the country. It really is. And we have to win here. It's really about America. It's not about Republican, Democrat anymore. We're just talking about common sense now. And the fact that most Americans are wondering what the hell's going on in this country and why we have people that apparently we're paying to protect our country who are undermining the American workers every single day. So it was a great discussion. Obviously, he's an astute mind and an expert, political scientist, and understands what's happening around the country, but also right here in Montana. He understands how John Tester's been managed to stay on for 30 years. How he manages his election years, very different than his typical legislative years, when he's a full-on Democrat, Marxist, 5.5 years out of every six, then comes home and pretends to be a gun-toting border security Republican to capture the votes he needs to stay in office. So it was a great discussion.
Yeah.
And I encourage you to listen I know his
hold that thought for just a second. Tim Sheehy, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back to you right after this if you can stand by.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
What's worse? Is it that China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, that they would try to influence our elections? That's bad. And we cannot allow them to have the capacity and the capability of doing that. And if we allow that, that's on us, not on them. We should know that they're capable and they're going to try to do things like that. Or is it worse when you have 51 intelligence officials, former and apparently current, which I'll get to in a second, coordinating with the Biden campaign to discredit allegations about the Biden, Hunter Biden laptop, which turned out to be very real, of which none of them knew anything about that laptop. There was no examination by any of them of that laptop.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, are you ready to give your home a summer makeover without breaking the bank? Well, Blinds.com has you covered with their 4th of July early access sale. Now, shop huge discounts on premium, customizable window treatments. Now, you're going to love Blinds.com. I love them. They invented the better way to shop for energy-saving blinds and shutters and motorized options, and it's all online. And Blinds.com always has free professional design experts. They can help make a minor project like updating your window treatments that will have a major impact on your home's decor while keeping things simple, easy, and affordable. Also, you get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. And as always, you can rest easy because with Blinds.com, they have their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com and their huge 4th of July early access sale right now. Sizzling summer savings up to 50% off site-wide. Get up to 50% off, but only for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute. Have you ever had a windfall, an inheritance from a relative you hardly knew, an unexpectedly high tax refund, or maybe, no, almost certainly, a stimulus check coming in from the government? The only thing that dampens the joy of extra cash is the certainty that it will not continue. Yet many of us have trouble bringing our spending back down when that reality arrives. So it may be for some crucial pieces of the economy in the coming months as the sugar high of stimulus spending fades and reality returns. Banks have enjoyed high deposits from households and businesses stashing away their extra cash. State governments had a surge in revenues and record budget surpluses. And stock markets kept going up in the low interest rate environment where that was the only place to earn a return. A return to normality will be a big change, but it's rapidly upon us. Montana's revenues are flat. Stock markets are choppy, and extra cash is disappearing fast from bank vaults everywhere. Reality is arriving. I'm Patrick Brady.
Brought to you by the King Montana since 2016.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, if you're in Butte, drop in and see us. The monsoon rain just quit, so it's clearing up out there. But, yeah, we are at live at Brett's RV and Marine here until 10 a.m. And, yeah, 5200 Harrison Avenue. And you can hop on the microphone if you want, or you can just drop in and say hi. We've had a ton of great folks just drop in to say hi. Betsy Allen, I used to work with Betsy for former U.S. Senator Conrad Burns. Nice to see Betsy Allen. She's in here with her camper right now and just got off the big hole for a camping and boating trip. And she wanted to give a shout out to Lynn Bailey in Billings. So hi to Lynn Bailey in Billings from Betsy Allen and from me as well. Tim Sheehy on the phone lines with us here. Tim, you were able to drop in on our border security rally last night and in Kalispell. And, you know, at these events, you know, we're not telling people who to vote for, who not to vote for. We're purely talking policy. But what you said about border security policy, comparing Iraq and Afghanistan to our own southern border, I thought was very powerful.
Well, first of all, thanks for doing those events. And like you said, I think it's important for folks to remember, you know, that these aren't even political events. We're just talking about common sense policies that every single American, regardless of race, color, creed, political stripes, should care about, because it affects our economy, affects our streets, our families. You know, we heard Austin Knudsen here just on the radio earlier talking about the fentanyl dogs we're deploying in the state now. And that's all coming through the southern border. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I served along two forest borders, you know, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq. And what we saw there was, you know, you have a really bad actor on one side of the border pushing, you know, drugs, pushing money, pushing weapons, pushing people, pushing explosives. When you have a rules-based nation like us, we respect borders, we respect the rule of law and the rule of war, you know, we would not be able to effectively strike back against that. So, you know, they could pop across the border, blow us up, shoot us, and then pop back across the border and basically be invincible. And, you know, that went on for years, decades for us. And for a lot of us, we had to start to learn how to deal with that open border issue from a defensive standpoint, but also learn new tactics to combat it. And it's very similar to what we're seeing on the southern border. We have multinational, multi-billion-dollar criminal organizations taking advantage of that border and our policies around the border. Forget about politics, talk about policies that are incentivizing mass migration, that are incentivizing these criminal organizations to take advantage of it. And you know, the people being hurt most are legal immigrants and are the people who are coming here for the right reason to build a life and to be great Americans and who love this country. They're the ones who are being hurt most about this. And it's about time we bring some common sense back to the situation.
Well, and the points you made, too, about how literally we've had, you know, Joe Biden and John Tester sending plane loads of cash to Iran while Iran is attacking you from across the border and our fellow troops from across the border. And then we can't respond and attack back at them. And that's the same thing that's taking place with our southern border right now. It's a one-way attack line where all these other countries are attacking us and our leaders are just allowing it.
Well, and what's worse, Aaron, they're not just allowing in many ways, they're encouraging it to happen through incentives. I mean, incentives matter. Let's just be honest. I mean, if you get rewarded for doing something, you will continue to do it. And whether it's through some of these NGOs or whether it's through, you know, criminal enterprises making billions upon billions of dollars smuggling people and drugs into our country, we are creating incentives that are causing these organizations to double down and take advantage of our open border. And again, it's not racist to say I want a secure border because I care about the safety of our streets. Two things can be true. We can want people to come to America legally and be good Americans. We can also want an absolutely secure border to ensure we're not having bad actors come into this country.
Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, great to see you. As we've been traveling the state, boy, you travel the state every day, every week, and it's been fun getting out and seeing people this week. Great seeing you. Maybe we'll see you at the Bozeman Border Security Rally tonight, and then they're doing a debate watch party afterwards as well with the debate between Joe Biden and Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, we're all over the place, and thank you for taking the time to do these events. It's so important Montana's understand the issues and keep the pressure on. Thanks for what you're doing.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Great to chat with you. Microphones are open for you. Come down and see us. We're live in Butte at Brett's RV and Marine for the next hour, taking you statewide from Glendive to Missoula and all places, all sorts of places in between.